Module 4, Chapter 10, Dividend Analysis. When analyzing stocks and other equity instruments from a fundamental standpoint, dividends are a crucial component. Dividends represent a portion of a company's earnings that is returned to shareholders, typically in cash. A robust dividend analysis can offer insights into a company's financial health, its priorities in terms of capital allocation, and the potential return on investment for shareholders. Dividend analysis involves the evaluation of dividends and their related metrics to gain an understanding of a company's financial health, profitability, and shareholder friendliness. This type of analysis is especially pertinent for income investors who prioritize regular income through dividends over potential capital gains. What it is and what it shows. A comprehensive dividend analysis examines several key aspects. 1. Dividend yield. This is the annual dividend payment divided by the stock's current price. It indicates the percentage return on the current stock price solely from dividends. Example, if a company's stock price is 100 rupees and it pays an annual dividend of 5 rupees, the dividend yield is 5%. 2. Dividend payout ratio, calculated as the total dividends paid divided by net income. This ratio gives an idea of how much of the company's profits are being returned to shareholders. Example, if a company has a net income of 10 million rupees and pays out 4 million rupees in dividends, the payout ratio is 40%. 3. Dividend history and consistency. This assesses how regularly a company has paid dividends in the past and whether it has a track record of maintaining or increasing its dividend payments. Example, a company that has steadily increased its dividends over the past 10 years might be viewed more favorably than a company with erratic dividend payments. 4. Dividend coverage ratio. This metric evaluates the company's ability to cover its dividend payments using its net income. It's calculated by dividing net income by total dividends paid. A higher ratio indicates more comfortable dividend coverage. Example, if a company earns 10 million rupees and pays out 2.5 million rupees in dividends, the dividend coverage ratio is 4. This indicates strong coverage. How to trade it? Using dividend analysis in your trading and investment decisions involves a few strategic steps. 1. Assess financial health. Before investing for dividends, ensure the company's dividends are sustainable. A high payout ratio might indicate that the company is returning too much to shareholders and may not be able to maintain it in the future. 2. Seek dividend growth. Companies that steadily increase their dividends can be particularly attractive. They not only provide rising income, but also signal confidence in future earnings. Example, a company that has grown its dividend by 6% annually over the past decade is a testament to its strong financial position and growth prospects. 3. Beware of extremely high yields. While a high dividend yield might seem attractive, it could also be a warning sign. If the stock price has fallen significantly while dividends remain unchanged, the yield will artificially inflate. This can indicate potential financial distress. Example, a company's stock price drops from 100 rupees to 50 rupees, but it maintains its annual 5 rupees dividend. The yield doubles from 5% to 10%, but this might not be a buying opportunity. It's crucial to understand the reason behind the price drop. 4. Diversify. Relying on a single stock for dividend income is risky. It's wise to diversify across sectors and companies to mitigate the risk of dividend cuts or eliminations. Example, an investor might spread their investments across utility, consumer staple, and technology companies that pay dividends to ensure diversification. In conclusion, dividend analysis is a foundational aspect of fundamental analysis, especially for those seeking income from their investments. Alongside other financial metrics, dividends and their related ratios provide a lens through which to view a company's financial health, its commitment to shareholders, and its future prospects. Always ensure a holistic approach, combining dividend analysis with other forms of analysis, for a well-rounded investment perspective.